Welcome to Hearts to Believe, an extension of the Ministry of Faith to Live By. Faith to Live By has prepared for this season of joy a two-part Christmas special. Today, we take a break from our usual Hearts to Believe broadcast to present the first of this two-part Christmas special. May these songs and readings add greatly to your Christmas joy.
Faithful. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife. And did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
All of the music and scripture reading on today's Christmas special are included on Faith to Live By's brand new Christmas CD, Call His Name Jesus. You will love hearing these wonderful and familiar carols again and again. Faith to Live By has also just released another brand new Christmas CD, Freue dich Welt, all in German. Can't decide which Christmas CD you prefer? We'd be happy to send you both the English and the German CDs. Ask for your free Christmas CD by writing to us at Faith to Live By, Box 426, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3C2H6, or call toll-free 1-833-367-3852. If we are unable to answer your call right away, please leave us a message. Here is our contact information once again. Faith to Live By, Box 426, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3C2H6, or call toll-free 1-833-367-3852. I'm always struck at how throughout the New Testament the account of Bethlehem crops up. Of course, it is to Matthew and to Luke that we are especially indebted for the details leading up to the coming of Christ, as well as those events that took place there on that holy night. But John, as he writes his gospel and also his three letters, did not neglect to also include the account of Bethlehem, though in slightly more veiled terms. In 1 John chapter 3, we read, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God." John, as an elderly man, he is utterly amazed at the love of God which has been shown to us. How is it that we are called the children of God? For we have been born in sin and we are dead in sin, as the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2. The answer to this is also found in this third chapter of 1 John, verse 5. You know that he, Jesus, appeared in order to take away sins. That deals with the past. It deals with the guilt and the burden, the shame that weighs upon our hearts. But also, it points to the future in verse 8. The Son of God, Jesus, he appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. That leads us forward, knowing confidently that our Lord and Master, he has come to destroy the works of the devil, those devices and schemes, those plots and plans which would want to tear us down. Oh, what joy we have in the coming of Jesus Christ to be born in Bethlehem, that he might live among us, that he might minister and demonstrate his power, that he might go to Calvary's cross, that he might die there and declare it is finished, that he might go to the grave and then rise again. Let your heart be glad this Christmas season, knowing that you who trust in Jesus Christ are the sons and daughters of the living God. And may this give you great joy this Christmas season.